Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Hey, wherever you are on this lovely day.
I'm Ariel.
Hi, I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah, welcome to Being Here. Today's show is called Step Into Your Brilliance, and it's not as difficult as you think. But I got to warn you. Here's a warning to everybody listening today. You know, if you discover that you are brilliant, then there's always the option to live that way, but you can never really go back to being dull.
Because you have uncovered the truth about yourself to yourself. Your friends already know that you're brilliant. In fact, sometimes even strangers get a hint, get a sense, get to see your brilliance.
But you got to be willing to be responsible for your own brilliance. Now, most people are more interested in proving that their parents did it wrong than discovering their brilliance.
So I have an add-on for Shia's warning. If you don't want to experience your own brilliance, change
the
channel.
Yeah, don't listen to this show.
Our approach is not
psychotherapeutic. So we're not going to try to fix you, change you, or make you better in any way.
Our approach really has to do with stepping into this moment and then into this moment, into this moment.
So the game is how to get into the moment, because we've all heard about living in the moment, but the reality of living in the moment is different than the idea of living in the moment.
And living in the moment is a moment-to-moment thing.
And it's easy, but it requires you engaging in your life rather than thinking about your life.
And so many times, people are rushing forward to get their job done, to get the show done.
They're rushing forward to try to get to the what, to the them that they think they ought to be, rather than being the them that they are in current time, in this moment.
I followed that and it was inspired.
I noticed it on your face.
That was great.
People are so busy trying to fit their own image of what a better them would be that they disregard the magnificence that they are in current time.
I don't know about you, but I am listening. I've been doing this show with Shia almost 11 years, very close, just a couple weeks away. And he just said something brand new in a brand new way. If you want to be here in the moment, you want to experience your genius, then listen. And it's not just because what we have to say may be of value, but the act of listening in and of itself is the gateway to your genius.
But when we're talking about listening, we're talking about suspending that judgmental nature that runs automatically in each of us. We're talking about slowing down and not thinking about what's being said, but hearing what's being said, not to get somewhere, not to agree with what's being said, not to disagree with it, but just to hear it without commenting internally.
Which may be somewhat impossible.
Yeah, and maybe it may start out as impossible, but you can suspend or hold in abeyance that tendency to want to comment on everything. So it's a matter of training yourself. That will pull you into current time. It's that simple. Transformation or enlightenment is easy if you're here in your life in this moment.
You know, I know we have several callers holding, but it occurred to me that the three principles of instantaneous transformation in relation to your mind that comments to you, it's a great time to talk about it. Because if we say something and you go off to think about it or you comment about it, and now we're saying, listen without commenting, and then you notice yourself commenting.
We're saying listen without commenting. We're not saying don't comment.
So
there's a real distinction
what
here.
Is the distinction?
Well, listening without commenting is not telling yourself not to comment. That's commenting on your comments.
And if you resist the fact that you comment when you do,
then you will continue to do it, because anything you resist, this is the first principle of instantaneous transformation, anything you resist will persist and it will grow stronger. So, and you see, it's like touching flypaper. Now, if you don't know what flypaper is, it's something they used to have when I was a kid. It came in a tube, and they pulled this tube, and this sticky, gluey paper, you'd stick it up on the ceiling, and the flies would land on it and get stuck there, and it was called flypaper. So, but that's what happens when you resist something. You touch it, and you get stuck to it. So if you touch it, if you resist it, you're stuck there, and it follows you everywhere because you're stuck to it.
Second principle, this isn't exactly the second principle, but I'm making it so for this moment.
But the principle, the essence of it is the same.
Anytime you're resisting, anytime you're commenting, it's perfect.
And you can only be commenting if you're commenting.
However you are, if you're quiet in your thoughts today, that's perfect. But if you find your mind speedy, that is perfect too. You can't be any different than the way you are right now.
In this moment of your life.
And if you allow yourself to be the way you are,
without judging it, it will complete itself. And that's the third principle.
Anything you see or allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. Then you don't have to have whatever it is that you've been fighting with, resisting, not liking, not wanting, follow you around all day, all night.
Well, most people's lives are a series of things that they've resisted. That's the truth of it. Mm. Most people's lives are, they're carrying all the things they've said no to. And anything that they've allowed to be, well, it's disappeared. And that includes happiness.
You can't have happiness, amnesia. Oh, let's take our first call.
All right.
Claudia, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from Toronto, Canada.
Excellent. Ah,
so nice to have you with us.
Well, it's nice to hear your voices and have a smile on my face because of all the things that you've been talking about. It's interesting that this has happened. It's a medical condition that I have, and I wanted to talk about it because I wanted to share my experience, but also look at how I can be brilliant in this moment that I have to deal with this. So what's happened is that I have an inner ear condition in my left ear that's causing me vertigo, hearing loss, and I have ringing in this ear constantly. Mm. It's 24/7. There's no cure for it.
I love this. Look, they call that tinnitus, right? Or tinnitus?
I'm sorry?
They call that ringing in your ear tinnitus?
Yes.
Okay.
But what I have is a more serious than just a vertigo episode. It is something that I will live with for the rest of my life because there is no cure. Pardon?
I'm so sorry for you.
Well.
Hey, you're not listening. Will your good ear listen to me for a moment?
Yes.
I have tinnitus. I've had it for years. You know something? It's never there until I think about it.
Now, he's not equating it as being the same. As you say, it's more serious. You have vertigo and other symptoms. But he is, first of all, giving you the
cure, if you will, to having it be a problem.
Okay.
So you see it as a problem, Claudia.
You see it as something happening to you rather than this is a silly thing to say, but it's almost as if before you came to this earth, you got a little questionnaire. What do you want to have? You know, an age... this, I want that to happen. At age, 14, I want to get zits. And at age X, I want to get tinnitus. And I want to see what it's like to live with one ear that's wonky. You're not treating as if you've ordered it up, as if it's your idea. This is something
that you're using to victimize yourself with. So you are the victim of your condition. Hey,
wow.
Claudia, darling, I have medical conditions, but they do not run my life. I do. You're giving over the control of your life to your medical condition and blaming it for your everything.
Yes. I really see that. And what goes on in my head and what I say to myself is, I don't want this to be who I am. It is just part of what's happening to me. But I still want to be who Claudia is, and I just happen to have this that's coming along with me. And this is going on since... Sorry.
Just so you know, we're going to keep slowing you down a little bit, okay?
And we're
going to
keep interrupting you because you rush away.
And also, you're giving us out loud the thing you're saying to yourself over and over, and you still have this condition as a distressful situation. So we can let you go to the end, or we can keep interceding with the little pieces that we see so that you don't have to keep it as distressful. You actually think it's a valuable conversation to have. I don't want resist this to be me, to be defined by this. I want you in change, good, bad, right, wrong, want, don't want, your wants and don't wants. You and the whole conversation itself.
You think it's relevant to the outcome.
Rather than discovering, you're talking to yourself about it. We've been trained that positive self-talk is helpful.
It's better than negative self-talk.
We tend to like positive self-talk better than negative.
Well, some people don't. Some people like negative self-talk because they are convinced that they're broken and they want to stay that way. They say they don't, but the resistance to it keeps them that way. That's all they think about. See, you think about this all the time because you don't want it. Still there, Claudia?
Yes. Yes.
Or you're thinking.
Yes. No, I don't want it, but it's here.
Well, that's because you don't want it. You see, what you don't want is what sticks around, not what you want.
You bring it to the foreground. That's what makes it here. When you're really engaged, you don't have that.
My ears don't ring when I'm engaged. When I'm engaged and listening to the ringing in my ears, they ring.
I know I've spoken about this before, Claudia, but back when I had my shoulder surgery and I could not use my arm very well, and there was still a significant amount of pain, and you can say, oh, yeah, well, you figured that, you know, in another year it would be better. I remember having a conversation about my shoulder that was pretty consuming at that moment. And I'd fallen into away from the moment and into my complaints. And I went to shop at a local store, and there was a woman in front of me who had no arm below her upper arm. And she was carrying items to the place under that arm.
That didn't exist.
Stump. And from the stump, she was holding one of the items she was purchasing. She took it out, and she got out her wallet with her other hand. And that lack of arm did not exist. It was, you know, so you can talk to yourself about making this a part of your life, or you can get on with living your life. You know, and just one other thing, because I'm not bucking your medical person's opinion that it will be this way for the rest of your life, but you have bought that as truth, and it may be true. But I do know that some of the medical conditions Shia has, for instance, he's been told, this is the way it is, and his medical professional,
but I'm looking at finding ways to support myself in not needing the medications that I've been taking.
And in the meantime, he's not complaining that he has it, and he's operating as if he will have it for the rest of his life.
Right, and I'm taking the medications and not complaining to myself that I have to.
And he's also getting interested in what else is possible that we have never discovered before that might address this. It's become an exciting exploration rather than something to complain about.
Right. Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, you did. That's why we told you that.
You know, we're really close to the end of this segment, but I really see part of when you say you need to hear that, being part of a community that by and large, the majority of them on any given day are not immersed in their complaints is really a valuable thing. And we'll talk more about that after the break. So we'll be back shortly, everybody.
Yeah, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
You know, we were talking with Claudia, and we'll talk to her a little more in a moment, about being in a community that you walk into a room and the majority of the people are not lost talking to themselves and complaining at any given time.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We do things to support our communities, cohesiveness or consistency of being present in the moment. And how we do that is by offering courses that support people into their brilliance, into their greatness, with enough regularity that they don't lapse back into the suck of the our current of the culture and communities they interact with of complaint and upset. So our next workshop, actually it's not a workshop, it's a seminar, it's a fun shop, if you will, is Intimacy in New York City on June 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Now, by the way, intimacy does not imply only physical intimacy with a partner. It's your ability to be intimate
with your life.
And then we go to Cambridge, England. We're doing two courses there on the 28th and 29th of June. Susan Finch, a renowned speech teacher and coach, and I are doing Speak Up. And then Shai and I, supported by?
By Susan, are doing Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment. That's on June 29th. Through July 1st.
Also, I wanted to let people know now the Hamburg dates for the fall, because we have an early registration discount through May 22nd. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Being Happy. So October 4th for Freedom to Breathe and the 5th through the 7th.
And there are still a few spaces left in our Costa Rican Adventure 2019. Holy moly.
Holy moly. And
I remember when I was a kid, that Orwell book, 1984, was somewhere off in the future about how the future would be. Well, it's happened, and it just happened to happen in 2019. You know, the cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Well, by the way, if you want to register for a course, you want to know more about any of them, transformationmadeeasy.com. And one last thing while I'm here on that. Recently, a woman showed up to one of our Mondays, and she was so bright. Something had happened to her. I thought, my goodness, what happened? She came. She signed up for Costa Rica that night. She said, I watched almost 100 videos over the weekend on YouTube, most of them yours, almost all of them yours. Not only do you have this radio show as a resource, we do articles of the month. We do videos. You can sign up also at transformationmadeeasy.com, or go to our YouTube channel. You can find all that stuff on our very awesome website hosted by Tag Online, whom we adore. All right. Are you still with us, Claudia?
I sure am.
The world wants to tell you things are impossible.
You know, the people, everybody has the agreement that life sucks, but it doesn't. And it doesn't have to. It's your attitude that matters. You know, recently, I can't talk about that yet.
No. It's good.
Yeah. It would be an anachronism in time.
You know, not too long ago, Barbara Bush, who was the president of the United States, wife, died. And she said,
that's what I was going to talk about.
She said something very interesting. She said, you have only two choices in life, to like what you're doing or not like what you're doing. And I choose to like what I'm doing. But I see it even broader. It's how you're being, how your life is showing up, how it's unfolding, your medical conditions, your family's medical conditions. You can either embrace it or reject it. And reject it means you carry it around with you at all times.
Yeah, because if you resist it, that's it. You're stuck to it like flypaper.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, really a treat having you today. Let's take our next call.
Okay.
Andrea, where are you today?
I'm in Basel in Switzerland today, sitting on my balcony.
Oh, lovely.
Welcome
it's
to the show.
Beautiful. And I love that you guys were talking about fly paper it was, because I put some up for my flies the other day.
Great.
No wonder you got that example.
Perfect example, though, because, you know, it's really true. When you touch something that you resist, you get stuck with it. I mean, then you're carrying it with you everywhere, and it's what you don't want and don't like that you're taking with you. But there is this ability, a conscious choice, to let go of those no and be a yes to how your life is showing up.
You know, I had a cat once, and I remember it stepped on something that was sticky. It wasn't flypaper, but it looked at its foot like, oh, my God. And then it started shaking its paw, and it couldn't get it off, and it was running around trying to get away from the sticky thing. And that's kind of like us. When we come up with something we don't like, we run around trying to get away from it, but we're actually carrying it with us on our paw.
That's right. That's great. What can we do for you,
Andrea? Great picture. Well, I wanted to share something with you that I find really, really amazing.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, even months ago, I was with you at the seminar in Hamburg in Germany. And one morning I got up on stage and asked about me fighting with my boyfriend. And I don't remember everything you said to me, but something transformed and my relationship with him, our relationship got so different out of that conversation. The fighting stopped and somehow we communicate very differently with each other now. And I'm still out, even when I'm telling you this, I'm almost lost for words because I couldn't believe that before I talked to you, that it would be possible to be in a relationship with no fighting.
That's great. See, most of us have as our models for relationship fighting.
It's what we've seen. It's what we know. It's
television and advertising has selling cars with people fighting, getting toilet paper with people fighting.
You know, and I don't know about you, but I like reading lots of books and now paranormal books, chick books, romance books. The characters always fight because, you know, that makes the gal cool.
But it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a doormat not to fight. If you listen to each other, then understanding is the outcome.
That's so beautiful. And I will remember as you said that we talked about how we get conditioned about relationships, even by TV shows. And I talked about a TV show we were watching together where the parents were always fighting and I'm just so happy about this, you know. I'm so happy.
Well, you
about
see
this.
that TV show you're watching is normal.
And
normal people do fight because that's the only option they know. They have not learned how to truly listen to one another so that the outcome is understanding and a peaceful relationship.
The other thing is I don't think most producers of television shows would think it would be very interesting if on every episode people got along. If they don't create conflict, people won't find it entertaining.
Ah, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then we look at that and we're like, I want to be them. Oh, and then you turn into them.
Yes. Yeah, it's awesome. I just loved also the conversation you have with Claudia. I just love your radio show, really. I listen to it a lot on my way to work, when I'm at home, when I'm sitting on the train. And it's just really awesome how much it inspires me and how much it inspires my life and also inspires friends that I share it with. It's a gift to the world. I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I love that it thank is you. Set up that you can take this on the go, that you can
download podcasts. That's wonderful.
And, you know, for our listeners, if you're not already subscribed, you can subscribe through any of your favorite podcast apps. You can have it delivered to you each week. Or as Andrea is doing it, you can go, you can pick episodes. We have almost 11 years worth. So you can go in there and find subjects that interest you or do it just randomly.
That means we have more than 550 mm-hmm. episodes.
Right, isn't that wild?
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Wow. It is. Yeah.
For somebody who doesn't like to talk in front of groups,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Wow, that's really amazing, yes.
So did you have a question for us, or did you just call in to share something? Or
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to share that with you because the show title, Step Into Your Brilliance, I found so appealing. And I remember on that morning when I asked you about fighting, I remember that I found it very embarrassing to talk about it. But once I talked about it and shared it with you and the group that was there, everything transformed. And
well,
I just wanted to share that with you.
Andrea, that's a perfect example of the third principle. See, if you withhold things because
you prejudge it,
and so you're prejudiced against it, you then keep it in place. And if you just express it, experience it, it's over if it's heard.
And the people there were listening. And I love that you were willing to share how you are in the moment you are. Because most of us have a picture of, well, I'll get up and share something when things are going really well. But on that day, in your experience, things weren't going really well. And you were still willing to share yourself with us. And that takes courage. And it's so...
It's a mark of your genius.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome. You know, you are a remarkable person. We met you several years ago through your voice teacher. And you have participated with us in Germany. You've come to New York. You've come to Costa Rica with us several times.
And Cambridge.
And you've done the things you needed to do to take control of your own life. And that's inspiring. Because most people think they're in control of their lives, but mostly they're in resistance to how their life is showing up. And life is a constant conflict not to do what other people want. And you're looking and seeing what is true for you and keeps you in current time.
You know, I wanted to mention one other thing, Andrea, just to your first comment that you stood up on stage and you don't really recall all what we talked about. You recalled a little bit of it later on. That is one of the hallmarks of transformation. You weren't up there getting tips for how to be in the future. You weren't taking notes. You were being there, and you transformed in that moment, in the moment of the conversation, and then the transformation played out in your life as you went back into your relationship. But it happens right there in that instant, and then you see what happened in retrospect.
Yeah, that's true. That's what happened. Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you
cool.
so very much. And thanks for calling
thank
in today.
You're welcome. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Let's take
our next caller.
Mark, where are you?
Hello. I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Hi.
How are things in Hamburg, Germany?
Things are going good. I'm having a good time.
Good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What can we do for you today?
We have a few minutes left in this segment, so let's get started.
Okay. Well, sometimes I'll set aside some time to do something that I like make music or do writing, or sometimes it's work. And even though I've set aside the time, I find that when I get to it, whatever it is I'm doing, picking up the guitar or something, I find myself resisting, you know, like I don't feel like I can flow right into what I had planned to do. And
you know, it's very funny you're saying this because a few minutes before this call, I had taken a nap and I woke up with the idea of something that I needed to build. So I went down to my shop in the basement and I built it in about 4 minutes. I had it done perfectly and got back here in time for this radio show. And there was no resistance to doing it because it was what I wanted to do.
But part of the challenge for you is you're not busy enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're in an environment Mark, that's basically no.
Okay.
I've been to Hamburg, Germany. It's not personal to Hamburg, Germany. It's personal to the human race outside of the transformational community.
Okay.
Because people, for the most part, are a no to whatever shows up in their life, even when they want to do it.
Yeah, look, that's what I'm saying.
Hold on to that thought for a moment, because we got to take a break now.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back to Being Here.
Don't know where you're listening from, but we do have some shout outs to some of the cities where listeners are tuning in from today.
You're going to start it?
Why not?
Okay.
Shout out and hey, big hey to the folks in Santa Maria, California.
And Vancouver, Canada.
Mm-hmm. Bedminster, New Jersey.
Kiel, Germany.
Moore, Oklahoma.
Amsterdam, Netherlands.
And Lewiston in Maine.
I know where Lewiston, Maine is. Yeah. I used to live in Maine years ago. Yeah.
Wherever you're listening from, we really, really appreciate you being part of this show and our, can we call our listening family?
Are you listening community or listening
family?
Yeah,
we better not say family. Sometimes people have bad
problems with their family. Right, yeah.
I don't know. I don't. So welcome to the family.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But then again, we're transformed.
By the way, for all our listeners, have you joined our email newsletter? Each month we send out inspirational articles, videos, and more. So if you want to be a part of that, you can go to transformationmadeeasy.com and sign up there.
And go to that website. You'll see what we have to offer. There's lots there.
And if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar.
Yeah.
They're great.
Seminars are where it happens.
Again, you can find out more and register for any of our courses or to find up a meetup in your area
at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Excellent. We are talking to Mr. Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark, there.
Part of the reason I can tell that you are
Not busy enough
is the cadence of your speech.
And that you think about everything we say rather than just hear it.
Okay.
Like that.
See, okay. There
becomes a gap.
Yes.
Here's an example that Shia has often used, and I really love it. If you wanted someone to send out 5 postcards for you, you needed to get them written, addressed, and in the mail. Who would you give it to? Somebody who has 100 that they are doing today, or somebody who has 2 that they're doing today?
I would think that it would make sense to give it to the one who seems to have more time, who does, only has a few, but that doesn't feel right. So
okay, let's say this. Let's take another example, another cut. Let's say you have a brain tumor, and you're going to go to a doctor who specializes in surgery on brain tumors, and you have 2 choices, one who does 1,000 operations a year and one who does 3.
The one who does a lot of them.
Yeah, because they're efficient. They're rolling through it. They're just doing it. They're not hesitating.
Somebody who's doing 100 postcards today, an extra 5 is going to be nothing. A person who only has 2 thinks about whether or not they want to. Am I doing it right?
What should I be doing with my life? I don't like writing postcards.
Chances are they're not fully engaged. I know it's kind of an arbitrary hypothetical, so it's not real. But I even see it when Shai asks you the question, which do you want, the person who's doing 1,000 in a year or the one who's doing 3, and you say the one who's doing a lot. Like, you won't even give back exactly the
example.
You won't say the person who's doing 1,000. You say, oh, the person who's doing a lot. Like, somehow you do not want to be dominated by your life.
And so I wouldn't be surprised if you aren't fighting with your girlfriend now. Little fights, little complaints in your thoughts that you have to.
Because on the surface, everything may be clear.
Hunky-dory.
But you have a quality about you I'm not familiar with. And it's the don't dominate me, don't tell me what to do, gonna do it in my time, gonna do it my way.
And that attitude even affects your own choices and what you want to do. So you sit down to pick up your guitar, and then, I don't know if I really want to.
Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Yes.
So you're living in a no. You may be enjoying your time in Hamburg, but I'm clear that you are in resistance in this moment to how your life is showing up.
Yeah.
You see, now, that yeah was a different yeah. I like that yeah, because you got into real time for a moment. There wasn't this hesitation to think about, ponder, disagree, and then okay, concede.
You know, I know you moved to Hamburg at least for a few months to try it out, to see if you wanted to live there with your girlfriend. So you're living there now. But that's part of the challenge. You're there to try it out. You didn't take the professional you with you. You're not being a professional Mark, whether you live in New York or whether you live in Hamburg. You're in this limbo stasis. And rather than...
It reminds me of when I asked Ariel to marry me.
Yes.
This goes back 33 years or so, I guess.
Longer. We've been married since 84. You asked me before that.
So. Okay, so...
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. And she had told me that she wanted to marry me, but it wasn't her idea that she should have to ask. So I said, well, okay, will you marry me? And she says, don't do me any favors, she said. And then that time went by and I said, what would you say if I asked you to marry me? And she said,
I'll tell you when you ask me.
Right. So, you know, you're going about this thing called your life hesitantly rather than And I'm not telling you to go around and go and ask your girlfriend to marry you. Don't get me wrong. Somebody once said that to me. I told somebody in Costa Rica, not in one of our courses, when we first went looking at Costa Rica.
He said, you know, you're giving your girlfriend mixed messages.
And so he ended up marrying her.
In Costa Rica.
That week after we left him and them, and they ended up divorced 3 years later. It took them a while. They beat on each other. They liked beating on each other, though. So it was, you know, a symbiotic thing.
But here's the other thing, just while I'm thinking about it, you gave a couple of things that you want to do, play your guitar,
write
and work, and all of those have a creative aspect to it. And so there may be dragging your feet about that, but my feeling is you're dragging your feet about everything. You're not going about it as if, I hate this example, but it still comes to mind. You know, people used to often say things like, if you had 3 months to live, what would you do? I'm saying if you have 3 months to live and you can't make any different choices, you'll be living exactly the same places that you're living, doing exactly what you're doing. But how are you going to go about this time?
Are you going to treat it like it's precious?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Because you're not treating your life like it's precious.
And how do you know you have 3 months?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is very helpful.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
It's meant to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can. When you like, I hesitate to say that I can see it, but I can. I feel like something has shifted a little bit, and I'm hearing you.
I love how you say a little bit, though. You want to hedge your bets. It's a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, it's inconvenient to the story of one's life to live with gusto, to live complete and with engagement.
Right.
Because all of that weighty crap we have about anybody who did us wrong, things that we didn't like, falls into the background.
Well, if you hold on to everybody who did you wrong, then you're stuck with them. So I let go of those people who do me wrong. Not that many have, but I let it go so that I'm not carrying them around. That makes life much lighter when you're not carrying around the burden of complaint.
And yeah, that sounds, yeah.
I hate to open really a can of worms because we have another caller. We're going to take him here briefly, but that also allows you to stop worrying about the future, whether or not you're doing the right thing or whether at the end of this time period, you're going to want to stay. You're only going to get the actual real answer to that. If you go for it fully, like you're going to be there forever. And then you'll look and see whether or not that's what you want to do.
Cool.
Cool.
Really, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in, man.
Let's take our final caller here.
Let's do it. Hey, Tony, where are you today? Hi.
So I'm calling from the Upper West Side.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows where the Upper West Side is. We have a worldwide.
Yeah, that's very funny. You see, you're much more sophisticated than you know. For you, it's the Upper West Side.
For someone in Lewiston, Maine, or in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, or Moore, Oklahoma, they may be like, what are you talking about?
Right. But anyway, what can we do for you, sir?
Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Gotcha.
It's like right by the Hudson. I'm looking out of my window, looking at the boats going by on the Hudson. Beautiful day.
Right.
That's right.
What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, so it was a surprise invitation. I didn't really, think about it a lot. But earlier today, I was starting to think about it on the train back home. And it reminded me of something that I used to do to step in, to brilliant or whatever. This is my cleaning lady. She usually comes in the morning. Today she's coming in later, but she's early. I'm just bugging her in.
That's right. You can buzz her in. While you're buzzing, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute.
Okay.
I just want to acknowledge you for something I saw you do the other night when you stepped into your brilliance. When you registered to come with us next year for Costa Rica, you have a sense of what's going to happen there. You certainly had a sense that it was for you. But I really find it inspiring.
Courageous.
And courageous, particularly for people who have not known us for a very long time and don't have a track record in Costa Rica of knowing what it's like. When they make that commitment and say, I'm doing that, and they pay their deposit and they set aside that time for themselves, there's something so magnificent about that. And I just wanted to mention it to you because I'm certain you underestimate yourself.
You don't see your own greatness, Tony. You see yourself as okay, but, you know, going so far as to say great or brilliant, I don't know. I mean, I've done a few good things. Sound familiar?
Yeah. I mean, especially lately, the last few years, I've been tried some different projects and something, and they didn't come through, and I've been having a lot of doubts and, like, questioning myself and, you know, and stuff like that. But what I was saying this morning when I was thinking about the topic, it reminded me of a long time ago when I was, you know, I had, like, this kind of way of stepping into like something better or more confident. And I think I forgot it because I haven't done it for maybe, I don't know, decades.
Yeah, I understand that, Tony. I think that you started getting successful and then you worried about losing your success.
So you got safe.
So you got safe rather than looking at what you wanted and going for it.
And I'll tell you, I'll see that Monday night as a turnaround for you. There, you had to have confidence in order to do that or bypass anything that wasn't confident. So I see you reclaiming that brilliance that you set aside for a while. The other thing is I have a feeling through all these years, owning your pizza place and all the things you've done, there's hidden brilliances in there that you disregard because they're normal for you now.
Exactly. Hey, Tony, we hate to cut you short, but we're running out of time.
We'll allow you to get off the fire escape.
Yeah. I'm glad it's not raining there because you'd be out there getting soaking wet. But I admire you and respect you and am very impressed by your greatness. And I see you through my eyes, not through yours. So I don't have the same considerations about you that you do.
And we have to
thank
so
you.
Welcome.
So very welcome.
Looking forward to Costa Rica. Sounds exciting. Awesome. And I'm really psyched about it.
Awesome. You know, for everybody out there, if you're enjoying being here, share it. Transformation happens when you share it with others. Next week's show is our 11th anniversary, a celebration of being here. People are calling in, talking about their favorite shows. Please join us. We'll be back next week. So
come on back and don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.